Hello to you. I'm Krishan Saunders at the CNN.com newsroom in Atlanta. Here's a look at what's happening now in the news. President Bush is in Iraq today for a surprise visit. He's meeting with Iraqi leaders and will talk to U.S. troops. It's Mr. Bush's fourth visit to the Iraqi capital since he ordered the invasion of Iraq back in 2003. Hundreds of thousands of people in the Northeast are spending another day in the brutal cold without electricity. And it could be days before electricity is back on in the area. At one point, more than a million homes and businesses were in the dark. Crews are fighting the cold and ice from Pennsylvania to Maine to restore power. At least four deaths are blamed on the storm. President Bush has declared a state of emergency in northern Massachusetts. The Greek capital of Athens is quiet right now, but more anti-government protests are expected in the coming days. The week-long protests are now increasingly focused on the country's worsening economy and unemployment. Overnight, students attacked a police station, stores, and banks and fought running battles with police. The escalation started after a student was allegedly shot and killed by police 8 days ago. Investigators have no suspects in Friday's deadly bank bombing in Woodburn, Oregon. Police Captain Tom Tennant and State Police Bomb Technician William Hakem died in that blast. The two had been called to check on a suspicious device at the bank, but it exploded when they took the device inside the building. Woodburn's police chief was critically injured in that blast. In Wasilla, Alaska now, investigators say arsonists could be behind a fire at the church attended by Alaska Governor Sarah Palin. Some people were actually inside the church when the fire broke out, but they were able to get out of the church safely. The Anchorage Daily News reports Governor Palin stopped by the church yesterday, and she apologized if the fire is connected to the attention the church received during her vice presidential run. Fire officials say the building was badly damaged. Those are the headlines this hour. For more on these stories and other news of the day, CNN is your source, online, on TV, even when you're on the go.